20 minutes before 7, and before I forget, because I most assuredly do not want to forget this, I want to say thank you to a very nice gentleman who has been of great assistance to me for the almost 3 years that I've been doing this program. I'm referring to my producer, Bruce Dumont. Bruce is leaving us. He is going to start to do the same kind of thing yours truly is doing. And when the bug bites and you feel you got to go airside as opposed to being a producer, then God bless, you should pursue whatever destiny you feel is there. So, Bruce, thank you so much for all you've done for me. You've been a great assistance in the time I've been doing this program, and all of us are going to miss you around here, and I did want that to be known publicly. In light of tonight's show, you're probably leaving just in time, too. 19 before 7 o'clock, before the whole thing caves in. We'll take a call after this.
I used to be Rich Little. Then I met Sunsweet Prunes.
Suddenly I discovered I was a new poison. I said a secret word, Sunsweet, and I'd uncovered all the secrets in the box. Did you know that Sunsweet Prunes are loaded with vitamins and minerals?
Do I know that Sunsweet Prunes are loaded with vitamins and minerals?
I asked you first.
I certainly do. Why, more people eat Sunsweet than any other prune.
That's right. They were a really big prune. They were always fresh and very exciting. I had them on my show many times. They were a fine group. The only thing was, we did find it hard to tie up their tap shoes.
Sunsweet Prunes. Think of them as vitamins with wrinkles.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before I get into my sports questions and your comments on it, I would just like to ask if you think that Borden's is going to change their motto now to, if it's Elsie, it's got to be good.
I don't know.
Okay, listen, my memory serves me correctly, you came on in Chicago on a midnight show as a DJ.
That is right. I had been
I'll
working
you,
in Milwaukee, yes.
That's right. I'll tell you, Bill, I heard you the first time you came on.